welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Some weeks back, I featured song titles containing the names of European capitals. Today, it's the turn of cities in the USA. I'm opening with the city where jazz began, New Orleans. Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, George Wright, recorded in concert around 1971 at the Wurlitzer in the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena. Although that organ only had 2 keyboards and 10 ranks, or sets of pipes, it had a much bigger and clearer sound than many larger instruments. It was a real gem. The Wurlitzer was lost in a fire, and the theatre has been only partially restored, but it is used for occasional entertainment. Next, we're off to another city with incredible musical roots, St. Louis. This is Eddie Weaver and the famed Wurlitzer in the Byrd Theatre, Richmond, Virginia, with, and you've probably guessed it, W.C. Handy's classic, St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
great use of the piano playable from the Wurlitzer on that Eddie Weaver track, which was released on a low-run custom LP of unknown date. I do have a date on this next long player, though, 1964. Back then, there were relatively few theatre organs in good enough condition to record, so the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California, was a popular choice. It also gave the artists an opportunity to easily record with other instruments. In the case of Eddie Dunstetter and this track of I Left My Heart in San Francisco, it was accompanied by a small combo.
Thank you.
from 1962. That was Gus Varney and the Wurlitzer in the Organ Loft, Salt Lake City, with Al Dubin and Harry Warren's Shuffle Off to Buffalo. Varney recorded 3 albums on that instrument for Warner Brothers, and they were so well taped by the record company technicians that it's hard to beat the sound, even with, or possibly because of, today's advances in technology. And coming into the era of digital recording, here's a track taped in concert by Simon Gledhill in 1993. The organ is the Barton in the Rialto Square Theatre, Joliet, Illinois, and the music is Fred Fisher's 1922 homage to Chicago, that toddling town. from Chicago to Pasadena, which I'll be visiting again in June for the annual ATOS Theatre Organ Convention. In spite of the ravages of time and commercial development, the town still retains much of its charm of yesteryear. Jim Ricks combined a Wurlitzer in the Little River Studio in Wichita, Kansas, with an Ampico reproducing piano roll on Home in Pasadena. In Pasadena, music by Harry Warren, published in 1923, and played by Jim Riggs and an unnamed 1920s pianist. New York has had several songs composed espousing its virtues, and otherwise, through the years. Autumn in New York, The Sidewalks of New York, and two songs of just New York, New York, come immediately to mind. But I rather like this 1905 composition, In Old New York, played now by Tom Hazleton on the Wurlitzer in the Captain's Galley Pizza Restaurant in Redwood City, California.
Thank you.
Going to the nation's capital, the obvious choice would have been John Philip Sousa's march, the Washington Post. There is, however, another great march, composed 21 years after the Post in 1910, called Washington and Lee Swing. And it certainly does swing along in the hands of Dick Liebert on the Bird Theatre Richmond Wurlitzer. Washington and Lee Swing brings me to the end of today's show. Before I go, let me remind you of my website, hotpipes.eu, which contains links to preservation societies and clubs around the world, plus a large number of half-hour and one-hour shows archived for your on-demand listening pleasure. Please join me again next week for more great sounds from a theatre pipe organ. In the meantime, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes. Thank you.